Thanksgiving is generally considered to have originated with the Pilgrims and Native Americans in the colonies of New England. The History.com website tells of the Puritans bringing traditions of feasting and thanking God in times of plenty, and concludes in many American households today, the Thanksgiving celebration has lost much of its original religious significance, now centering on a meal with family and friends. In our home, we will pause to intentionally give thanks. Thankful for common blessings in our nation, the food, shelter, and freedoms we enjoy. And we also give thanks for the life of a family member we lost this past week. Despite the grief, we can choose to be celebratory for all we were given through 101 years of life of Richard, a man who gave so much to his family, friends, country, and to me. The example he presented is evident in the memories retold by many, in the books of his collection, his attendance at church and Bible studies, the generosity of his giving, both financially and times of service. He shared with me two of his greatest treasures, one of his daughters, and his love of Jesus. In the coming weeks, we will be reminded of the greatest gift given through Jesus Christ. I believe Richard considered it to be the greatest gift we can share with others. Observation of others can inspire us to be more, do more, to realize our potential. It is never too late to pursue personal improvement and be a positive example. I am thankful for Richard. I am confident he has heard the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Wishing you a holiday of thanks from 2 Minutes More.